This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the college football bowl season well nigh upon us, we turn now to the curious case of Louisiana Tech. The 9-3 Bulldogs got an invitation to play in the Independence Bowl this year. December the 28th is the date. They held out, though, waiting for a better offer, which never came. So now they will be cooling their heels at home this postseason. It's a cautionary tale, Marketplace's David Gura explains, that says a whole lot about the economics of the college bowls.
Fans love a bowl game. Players get more time in the spotlight, and schools get payouts. Michael McCann directs the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School.
It's a considerable amount of money. It's millions of dollars.
Now, that varies by bowl. This year, Louisiana Tech would have gotten $1.1 million. But top bowls pay millions more. Brad Humphreys teaches sports economics at the University of Alberta. He says teams want the biggest payout possible. Why?
I think it's very common for teams and universities to lose money on bowls.
Just think of what that $1.1 million has to cover.
You have to take care of all your travel costs and all the costs associated with participation in that bowl.
On top of that, a coach gets a bonus for making it to the postseason. And all that adds up. David Barry is an economics professor at Southern Utah University.
The really hard thing to assess when it comes to college sports is whether anyone makes money or not.
That's because so much of the return can't be easily quantified. Schools claim bowl appearances help with recruiting and future ticket and apparel sales. But Humphreys says to remember what's led to all these new bowl games, sponsors, and the cities they're played in.
You know, we're talking about local convention and visitors bureaus who are trying to figure out a way to get an additional 20,000 people to come into town in December.
Even the benefits of that aren't easy to calculate, and there's scant evidence sporting events lead to long-term economic growth in cities. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.